My lesson is titled, For Everything There Is. We're going to talk a little bit about that, some change that we go through in life. And as you noticed, one of the first things that never changes is how nervous I get before I get up here and get dry mouth and everything else instantly. So I've got my water. I have been kind of sneezing and coughing just a little bit, so I think I'm prepared for anything that comes my way up here. So before we begin, I do want to thank the elders for this opportunity. As much as it does make me nervous, it certainly helps me grow. When you have to take the time to prepare a lesson and to study, it does nothing but help you grow spiritually. And thank Melissa for her help preparing this too, because she types everything out and corrects my grammar, which there's a lot of correction usually. So, but I thank her for that. And I also want to take this time to thank all the members here. During the last, 6 months or so that Gary's been gone and we've been searching for a new preacher and the work that the elders put in, so many people have stepped up. So many people have stepped up and done things that they may not be comfortable with or whatever, or just helped out in general. And I'm thankful for that. So I wanted you to know that. And also, we're all very excited. I'm extremely excited next week when Brian starts full-time preaching here. Brian and Elise will be here this week, and the boys. And I'm very excited for the new season, the new change here at Eastview. So what is change? What is change? The definition from the dictionary says to make the form, nature, content, future course, etc. of something different from what it is or from what it would be if left alone. Examples: change one's name, to change one's opinion, to change the course of history. Melissa and I went through some change this year. She started a new job back in January after several years at the hospital. I started a new job in July after several years at the White Castle Meat Processing Plant. And for one personally that doesn't deal well with change, we made it. We're still trucking. So change is good, or it has been so far. It takes me a while to come around to change and all that change can bring us. A lot of people like the changing of the seasons that we get to experience. We're now in the winter season. A lot of people aren't real fond of the winter season, but what it leads to spring. A lot of people enjoy the flowers blooming and the leaves coming back and so on. We all enjoy the seasons. Something that we get excited about at our house is with the change of season comes the change of different foods we prepare. Melissa really loves this time of season with soups and casseroles and such. Coming up, it's my time of season as far as grilling and smoking and stuff like that. So we enjoy that type of change. So I'd like to read Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 through 15. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war, a time of peace. What profit has the worker from that in which he labors? I have seen the God-given task with which the sons of men are to be occupied. He has made everything beautiful in His time. Also, He has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from the beginning to end. I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice and to do good in their lives, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing taken from it. God does it that men should fear before Him, that which has already been, and what is to be has already been. And God requires an account of what is past. Speaking of the changes of life and the different seasons, I can honestly say that for me personally, the middle 40s have got to be the most awkward age that I've ever been in. Because physically, there's a lot of things I can still do. But there are things that I can't do anymore that I did 20 years ago. Spiritually, I have definitely grown, thankfully. But I have such a long way to go. The change in watching Cameron and Reagan grow up. And I'm not even going to look at Melissa right now. But the change in seeing them and where they're at in life has been awesome. But at the same time, especially now, is the hardest time for me. Because Reagan doesn't need me as much. Yes, she needs guidance. She needs things like that, but she doesn't need. She doesn't need to ride anywhere anymore. She does still occasionally need a little extra cash on hand. I have a feeling that that's not going to change for a while. But the change that we see each and every day is awesome, but it can be a little sad at times. So let's reread Ecclesiastes 3:1. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. God appoints the times and seasons. These words are for every person, in every place, in every circumstance. Sometimes we focus more on what's going on in the world, and we let that dictate how we feel about God. One of the things when you watch the news, you hear about is the president's approval rating. Sometimes we want to give God an approval rating because we feel that God is allowing so much crime to happen, or homosexuality and transgender is on the rise, and so many other things we see that don't follow what God has biblically approved. Sometimes we want to give Him an approval rating that we're judging the job that He's done. We have to understand God has a purpose in everything that He does. Even if we have a hard time understanding what that purpose is, let's go back to Romans 8:28. Romans 8:28, and the first part of that verse says, "And we know that all things work together for the good to those who love God." We live in a world of change. We see evidence of change all around us. Like I've said, the seasons. Young become old. As much as we'd like to be able to still do those physical things that I spoke about 10, 20, 50 years ago, it doesn't always work that way. And then, as I've already said before, as much as I don't like change, I know some of you are the same way, change can be quite good. Change helps you learn to adapt to new situations. Christians go through some of the greatest changes. First, we are blind, dead sinners. Then we discover more of our sinfulness, and God continues to change our hearts. Then we are made alive through baptism into Christ. It challenges you to grow through the trials and tribulations of life. So as a Christian, are you the same as you were the day you were baptized? Are you the same, even Christian, as you were 5 years ago? We need to be constantly changing and growing as we gain more wisdom and knowledge. We need to embrace change when we see something wrong in our life. We need to be willing to step up and make a change. And we definitely don't want to be confrontational with someone who is trying to correct you and help you get to heaven. So many times, if somebody comes to you and says, "Hey, I noticed you said this, or you did this," or whatever the situation, we want to lash out at them and tell them to mind their business, when all they're doing is trying to help us get where we want to be. And we have to be careful with that. We need to be open to their guidance and especially appreciate that they care enough to come to us and approach us to help teach us. But one thing, however, that does not change is God. Our Constitution can have amendments, but God's law never changes. The first part of Malachi 3 in verse 6. Malachi 3 in verse 6. "For I am the Lord, I do not change." Hebrews 13 and verse 8. "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." And Hebrews 7, verses 24 and 25. "But he, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Therefore, he is also able to save the uttermost, those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them." So look at a few key words in these verses. Forever, unchangeable, uttermost, always. There is absolutely no room for doubt. In a world that is constantly changing, God never changes. God has given us this life to enjoy everything he has given us. Ecclesiastes 3, 11 through 13. "He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from the beginning to the end. I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice and to do good in their lives, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God." We need to make sure that we are doing what God has put us here to do. God has blessed us with a few short years here on earth, so we don't want to spend all our time living in the past that so many of us think was so much better. And we don't want to get caught up in what may or may not happen tomorrow. We need to live for God today and enjoy each and every blessing he has given us. So many of you know who Tyler Trent is. Tyler Trent is a student that was going to Purdue, a young man that is battling now a rare form of bone cancer. And he has been like on the news and ESPN a lot, as he's kind of now dubbed like the Purdue super fan, and gets to do a lot of things with the team and such. But he has shared his story, and he also has been writing a few articles for the Indianapolis Star. And I just want to share with you a part of one of the articles. And this was written just right before Christmas. It says, Though I am in hospice care, and I have to wake up every morning knowing that the day might be my last, I still have a choice to make. To make that day the best it can be. To make the most of whomever comes to visit, text, tweets, or calls me. Yet, isn't that a choice we all have every day? After all, nobody knows the amount of days we have left. Some could say we are all in hospice to a certain degree. So why don't we act like it? Where is your gratitude? This year, what are you thankful for? I had to write my will recently, and I'm just thankful I can give my family Christmas presents, maybe even for one last time. Let's not forget, my doctors gave me 3 months to live almost 2.5 months ago. So why can't we live grateful lives? Why can't we make every day count like it's the last? To me, that's what gratitude and hospice means. Something we all need to take to heart. So today, as we are closing out 2018, hopefully you will take some time to reflect and thank God for the blessings you've had this past year. And also look forward to the changes that we will experience here at Eastview as well as our personal lives. But most importantly, live for today and always remember these 10 things that you won't have to worry about in 2019. Number one, God's purpose for us has never changed. Number two, the Bible will still have the answers. Number three, there is a reason or a purpose for all the good and the bad that we experience in life. Number four, there will always be room at the cross for those who follow God's word. Number five, God will still continue to bless us. Number six, the gospel will still be spread. Number seven, we will still sing praises to God. Number eight, prayer will still work. Number nine, Jesus loves you. And number 10, Jesus saves. If you are here today and you are subject to the gospel call, please come forward as we stand and as we sing.